感谢主，弟兄带领我们唱这首非常好的一首诗歌。
We thank the Lord as our brother led us into this wonderful hymn.
这是十架道路。
'Tis the way of the cross.
你愿否走这个
？Are you willing for this?
早晨盼望在我们交通主的话语之后，愿我们每一个蒙恩的儿女都答应主的呼召。
This morning, as we hear the word of God, may we all respond to this calling.
主若允许，我们在结束的时候，我们再把这首诗歌能够再唱一遍。
If the Lord allows us with time, then perhaps at the end we can sing this hymn one more time.
请我们先读，打开圣经读几处的经文。
Let us turn our Bible into a few scriptures.
请我们先翻到新约的希伯来书。
Let us turn first to the book of Hebrews in the New Testament.
希伯来书第二章
Hebrews chapter 2,
我们先读第一到第四节
We'll read from verse 1 to 4.
希伯来书第二章第一节，所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了，神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证。
For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it. For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received the just penalty,How will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was at first spoken through the Lord, and it was confirmed to us by those who heard, God also testifying with them, both by signs and wonders, and by various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to His own will.
好，我们在读同一卷书的第二章第十节。
And from the same chapter, we'll read verse 10.
希伯来书第二章第十节。原来那为万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全本是合宜的
Verse 10 For it was fitting for him for whom are all things and through whom are all things in bringing many sons to glory to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings
请我们再翻到罗马书
And then let us turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第五章
Romans chapter 5.
我们读第十节
We'll read verse 10.
罗马书第五章第十节
Chapter 5 verse 10.
因为我们做仇敌的时候且借着神儿子的死得与神和好既已和好就更要因他的生得救了
For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son,Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
罗马书第八章
Then chapter 8 from the book of Romans.
我们读二九和三十两节
We'll read from verse 29 and 30.
罗马书第八章第二十九节因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子预先所定下的人又招他们来所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified.
最后我们要读加拉太书。
Lastly, we'll read from the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第二章
Galatians chapter 2.
我们读第二十节
Chapter 2, verse 20.
这是我们都非常熟悉的一处经文
It's a scripture that we all know very well.
加拉太书第二章第二十节我已经与基督同钉十字架现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着并且我如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己
Galatians 2:20 I have been crucified with Christ and it is no longer I who live but Christ lives in me and the life which I now live in the flesh I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me
第六章第十四节
And then chapter 6 verse 14
加拉太书第六章第十四节 但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
But may it never be that I would boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
让我们一起低头，有点祷告。
Then let us bow our head with further prayers.
主，我们感谢你，因为你实在是爱了我们。
Lord, we thank you because you truly have loved us.
因为当我们还做罪人的时候，你就为我们死了。
While we were still sinners, you died for us.
主，就是在我们蒙恩得救之后，我们常常还是顶撞你。
Even after we have been saved by your grace, Lord, we still disobey you and rebel against you sometimes.
然而今天我们仍然能够坐在你的面前，这就显明你实在是爱了我们。
Yet today, you still give us an opportunity to come before you.
主，愿早晨在你的爱里，你继续来向我们说话。
Lord, it truly shows how much you love us.
把你的话再来激励我们。
So may you speak to us in your love.
让我们实在知道你所赐给我们的救恩是何等的宝贵。
Lord, exhort us so that we may know how precious is this salvation that you have given us.
好叫我们愿意答应你的呼召，背起我们的十字架来跟随你。
So that we can also all respond to this calling to.Take up our cross and follow after you.
直到你救我们的旨意成就在我们每一个蒙爱的儿女们身上。
Until your will of salvation, the full salvation can be accomplished in all of us.
愿颂赞荣耀归给你。
May praise and honor be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 再过几天就是我们今年的夏令会。
In a few days, we will be going to summer conference.
我们祷告盼望在夏令会当中能够听见主所对我们说的话。
It's been our prayers that we can hear the word of God through the conference.
我们也要为我们众人的心继续在主的面前祷告。
We also pray for all of our hearts.
盼望我们能够郑重我们所听见的。
So that we can take heed to what we have heard.
希伯来书是一卷劝勉的书信。
The book of Hebrews is a book of exhortation.
我们刚才所读的经文是希伯来书中第一段劝勉的话。
The scriptures we just read was the first portion of exhortation in Hebrews.
是在希伯来书的第一章和第二章的之间。
It was between chapter 1 and 2.
在希伯来书第一章里，神给我们看见那位在勇士里荣耀的基督。
In chapter 1, we see Christ in glory.
在第二章里头，则告诉我们那位在时间里受苦的基督。
And in chapter 2, it shows us Christ in suffering in the time.
在这中间，希伯来书的作者就劝勉我们要郑重我们所听见的。
And in between these chapters, the author of Hebrews tells us to pay much closer attention to what we have heard.
就是神在基督里向我们所显明的那个救恩。
That which is the salvation that's revealed in Christ.
这个救恩实在是太大。所以作者没有办法用言语来形容，所以他说这么大的救恩。
And it is so great a salvation and beyond description of words. Therefore, he said so great a salvation.
这个救恩不单是因着我们人的需要。
And not only the salvation came because of our need.
这个救恩更是按着神荣耀的旨意。
But even more so, it came because of the will of God.
这个救恩是神在末世里透过他儿子向我们所说的。
This is the salvation that the Lord has promised in His Son in the end time.
虽然从前在旧约，神借着众先知多次多方的来晓谕列祖。
Even in the Old Testament, the Lord has spoken of this salvation through many prophets to the forefathers.
但是虽然有这么多的先知，然而他们没有办法把这么大的救恩来表明清楚。
But even though there were so many prophets trying to express so great a salvation, but they could not express it fully.
而在这末世到了时候，神就差遣他的儿子来到世上。
But at the end time, in the fullness of time, the Lord sent His Son.
要把神这伟大的救恩来显明出来。
So that He can reveal this great salvation.
所以这个救恩是我们不能忽略的。
And therefore, we cannot neglect so great a salvation.
圣经也告诉我们，这个救恩也是圣灵借着百般的恩赐还有神迹奇事来证实的。
Also here the scriptures tells us God himself testifies it with many miracles and signs and wonders.
所以我们看见这个救恩是何等的伟大。
So we see how great is this salvation.
是三一神一同的来成就，也一同的来证实的一个救恩。
It was accomplished by this Trinity God, and it was testified and proven by this Trinity God.
弟兄姐妹，我们是否认识这个救恩呢？
Do we know this salvation?
我们是否经历了这个这么大的救恩呢？
Have we experienced so great a salvation?
所以保罗在哥林多前书他这么说。
Therefore, Paul says in 1 Corinthians,
他说神为爱他之人所预备的是他们眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到过的。
He says what God has prepared for those whom he loved, is things which eyes have not seen and ears have not heard and that which have not entered the heart of man.
弟兄姐妹，我们要郑重这个这么大的救恩。
So we should take heed to this great salvation.
然而并不是每一个基督徒都认为这个救恩是这么伟大。
Yet somehow, not every Christian thinks the salvation is so great.
原因是有的人他是因着难处来到了教会。
And the reasons being, some people come to the church because of the difficulties they have.
他来到教会的时候，他心里面只有一个盼望。
And when they come to church, they only hope for one thing.
就是盼望难处能够得着解决。
That is so that their difficulties can be resolved.
对这样的人而言，救恩就是这么一点点。
For a person like this, their salvation is simply the solving of their problems.
还有些人来到了教会当中。
And some others come to church.
他蒙了神的怜悯，他听见了神的福音。
And by the mercy of God, they have heard the gospel.
当圣灵在他里头光照的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit shines light in him.
他认识到自己是有罪的。
And they recognize that they are sinners.
他也相信了耶稣基督做他的救主。
They came to believe Jesus as their savior.
这样的人他实在是得着了那赦罪的平安和喜乐。
And they truly have received this peace and joy from the forgiveness of sins.
他也满足于能够将来不用下地狱能够上天堂的救恩。
They're very satisfied that they no longer need to go to hell but enter into heaven.
然而对这样的人而言，
But for a person like this,
他认为救恩就是这样一点点。
And they think salvation is just as such.
弟兄姐妹，神所赐给我们的救恩远超过这一切。
But yet, the salvation the Lord has given us is far beyond all of this.
神的救恩，他乃是要把我们救到一个完全的地步。
The Lord wants to save us to the uttermost.
神的救恩不仅能够救我们脱离那罪的刑罚。
Not only he will rescue us from the penalties of sin.
神的救恩还能够救我们脱离那罪的权柄。
But he can also save us out of the power of sin.
叫我们能够在地上的生活，我们能够胜过试探，能够胜过引诱。
So that we can overcome all temptations and trials while we're living on this earth.
神的救恩能够叫我们在地上过一个得胜的生活。
And he calls us to live an overcoming life.
不仅如此。
And not only this.
神的救恩将来还要救我们。
But he will save us in the future.
他要叫我们得着那不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，存到永远的基业。
He will cause us to receive this inheritance that's incorruptible, unfading, and undefiled.
这是到末世要显现的救恩。
And that is the salvation that will be revealed at the end of time.
所以我们看见神的救恩要把我们救到一个何等完全的地步。
So we see how complete and utter is this salvation.
因为这个救恩乃是关乎到神的旨意。
Because this has everything to do with the will of God.
所以希伯来书第二章第十节告诉我们，
Therefore, Hebrews chapter 2 tells us in verse 10,
原来那位万物所属为万物所本的，就是指着我们主耶稣。
This person Jesus, for whom are all things and through whom are all things,
他要借着他在十字架上所成就的救恩，
Through the salvation he accomplished
by his sufferings, 他要带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
He will bring many sons into glory.
弟兄姐妹，就是救恩的目的。
And that is the purpose of his salvation.
让我用一个简单的例子。
And I'll use a simple example.
假设说有一位在欧洲某个国家的国王今天来到我们中间。
For example, if there is a king of a kingdom perhaps in Europe somewhere.
这个国家呢，这个国王呢，他自己没有孩子。
And this king has no descendants, has no sons.
所以他看到今天在我们中间有这么多可爱的初中生。
And he comes to see all these lovely middle schoolers among us.
他对我们初中生说，那我收养你作为我的孩子。
And he'll come to say, I want to adopt you as my son.
高不高兴？
Is it good news?
还有更好的消息。
And even better.
他说将来你可以继承我的王位，还可以得着我的所有的一切。
And he says, one day you'll inherit my throne and everything that I have.
哎呀，我们心里面感到这个这么大的救恩。
And you will think, oh man, this is great, great news and great salvation.
可是呢，我们心里面会想。
And perhaps you will also think.
哎呀，我们学校这学期刚刚过去。
We just finished my semester.
那个这学期啊，我只拿了一门 A 体育课。
I only had A in a PE class.
然后呢，我的这个英文跟历史呢，拿了 C.
And my English class and my history were all I got C's.
差一点就当掉了。
And I almost failed them actually.
然后数学跟自然课好一点，我拿了 B.
And my math and science was a little better. I got B's.
你心里面想一想，我这样子能够继承王位吗？
And if you look at yourself, you say, "What、well, can I? Am I fit to、inherit the kingdom?"
我这样能够做王掌权，管理一个国家吗？
Can I really be on the throne and rule over a kingdom?
可是国王对你说，我说可以就可以。
But if this king says, "As long as I say you can, then you can."
哎呀，那我们好高兴，是不是？
Then you'll be so happy, right?
那是不是我们跟这个国王到了他的这个国家，我们就开始可以在那里？做王掌权呢?
Is it so that so as soon as that happens, you can just follow him and become a king?
我想我们都知道这是不可以的。
You know it's not true.
如果我们那样做王掌权的话，那这个国家可能就要一塌糊涂了。
And if we become king the way we are now, then perhaps we'll ruin the whole country.
因此我们需要学习。
Therefore, we need to study.
我们需要有装备。
We need to be equipped.
我们需要长大成熟。
We need to grow up and be mature.
我们将来才可能继承王位。来治理这个国家，是不是？
Then one day perhaps we will be fit to become a king and rule over a nation.
同样的，今天我们已经是神的孩子。
Today the same way we are children of God.
虽然我们还是常常软弱失败。
Even though we're still weak, often we fail.
然而神却已经把救恩赐给了我们。
Yet the Lord has already given us His salvation.
神按着他的救恩。他要我们将来能够与基督一同作王掌权。
And by this salvation, he wants all of us to be kings to rule and reign with Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们怎么能够忽略这么大的救恩？
So how can we neglect so great a salvation?
我们需要来认识神所赐的这个救恩。
We need to come to know this salvation.
神起初造人的时候
，When man was first created,
包含了三个部分。
And he created us in three parts.
这是我们的灵
We have our spirit,
那是神的生命气息吹到了这个尘土所造的人里面
which is the life breath of God himself that was breathed into the nostrils
我们也有一个身体就是神用尘土所造的
and he created us a body out of dust
当神的生命气息在与这个尘土联合一起的时候呢就产生了我们的魂
now when this life breath of God touches the body that he created out of dust our soul is formed
所以从圣经里我们看见人完整的人有三个部分，就是灵魂和身体。
And so we see in the Bible that we have three parts, that is our spirit, our soul, and our body.
就是功用来说
，in terms of functions,
我们的灵是与神接触
，our spirit is in communion with God.
而我们的身体乃是与这个物质的世界接触
，and our body is in connection to this physical world.
所以我们有五个感官的功用
，so we have our five senses.
而我们的魂乃是我们这个人最重要的一部分。
But our soul is actually most important to us as a human being.
这是我们的个格。
That this is our own personality.
包括了我们的思想、意志和情感。
Includes our thinking, our thoughts, our will and our emotions.
我们这个人是怎么样的一个人，就根据我们的魂是怎么样的一个魂。
And what kind of person we are is determined by what kind of soul we have.
堕落以后的人。
The fallen man after sin,
灵死了
our spirit,
所以人就失去了与神接触的那个功用
spirit died, therefore the function of connecting with God is lost.
人就不再是一个属灵的人
we're no longer spiritual man.
就变成一个属血气的
we become fleshly.
因为很多的事情都受到这物质世界的影响
because we're influenced in every way by this physical world around us.
而人所思所想所感觉的都是受的这周围环境所影响的。
All of our thoughts, our will, and our emotions are influenced by the world around us.
堕落以后的人
and the fallen man,
他不再是靠神而活乃是靠着自己来生活。
He no longer lives by God, but he lives by himself.
他也不再是为神而活他乃是为自己而生活。
Nor he no longer lives for God and he lives for himself.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们蒙恩得救以前的光景。
And that was our condition before we were saved.
然而是神极大的慈爱和怜悯。
But it was by his great loving mercy.
他按照他旨意为人预备了也成就了救恩。
And by his will, he has prepared a salvation and he accomplished it in our lives.
这个救恩是一个全备的救恩。
And this is a full salvation.
也包含了三个部分。
It also included three parts.
就是我们灵的重生。
It was the quickening of our spirit.
我们魂的成圣。
The sanctification of our soul.
还有我们身体的得赎。
And the redemption of our body.
这是神全备的救恩。
And this is the full salvation God has prepared.
其中这个灵的重生就是在我们信主耶稣的时候。
The quickening of our body happens right at the moment when you believed in Jesus.
不仅主的宝血洗净我们一切的罪
Not only his precious blood came and cleansed us from all our sins
圣灵叫我们的灵活过来
But also he has given us a revival in our spirit
赐给我们一个属灵的新生命
That we have a new spiritual life
这就是在我们信主那一刹那圣灵重生了我们
And it's accomplished at the moment we believe
而身体将来身体的得赎
And in the future our body will be redeemed
也是在刹那之间发生的
Also it will happen in the moment
就当主耶稣从天降临的时候
The moment the Lord Jesus comes again from heaven to earth
所有有主生命的神的儿女们
All who have already have the life of Christ
在刹那之间
In the blink of an eye
主要按着他叫万有归服他自己的大能叫我们的身体也都改变
By the power which he can exert to subject all things to himself he will change our body in a moment
变成与他荣耀的身体相似
That we will become have the likeness of his glorious body
弟兄姐妹我们看见我们身体的得赎也是在刹那间发生的
So we see this redemption of the body in the future will happen in a moment
而在这灵的重生与身体得赎的中间
But in between the quickening of our spirit and the redemption of our body
也就是我们现在所在的这个时间里
Which is in the time that we live right now
神还要继续的来拯救我们
The Lord continues to save us
要叫我们的魂能够成圣
So that our soul can be sanctified
魂成圣是什么意思呢
What does it mean for our soul to be sanctified
圣经告诉我们只有神是圣
The Bible tells us only God is holy.
很多时候我们有一个人的一个心思有个观念我们想到圣我们就觉得跟圣洁就是讲到跟清洁有关系。
Sometimes we have this perception that holiness has something to do with cleanliness.
然而圣经给我们看见只有神是圣。
But the Lord tells us only God is holy.
在神以外没有任何神圣的。
And outside of God, there is nothing that can be called holy.
而成圣的意思，简单的说，也就是像神。
And to be sanctified, to be made holy, in another word, is to be made like God.
就是说，我们能够被改变，变成主耶稣的形象。
Which is to say that we can be changed into the likeness of Christ.
就是罗马书所说的，磨成神儿子的形象。
That was what the book of Romans mentioned, that we can be formed into the image of Christ.
换句话说当主从我们身上活出来的时候，那个就是成圣。
In another word, when Christ can be lived out of us, then we can be sanctified.
从前我们堕落的魂，成天所想的、所发表的、所感觉的，都是我们的自己。
In the past, when we live in our fallen soul, everything that we think about, everything that we speak, everything that we feel is ourselves.
都是以我们这个败坏的己。为我们生活的中心。
The center of our life is the fallen nature that we have.
所以我们看见今天这个世界给人的影响和教导。
So we see the teaching and the influence of this world around us.
总是在尊崇人，高举人。
This humanist world is always to exalt men. It's always to honor men.
我们知道在美国的这个从小学开始的这个教育。
Especially here in America, we know the education we receive from elementary school.
老师总是说你好。
The teacher is always taught to say, oh, you are very good.
即使你的回答完全错了，他也说，哦，答得很好。
Even if your answer is completely wrong and off the mark, the teacher will still say, good job.
今天我们深深受这个世界所影响。
And we have been deeply influenced by this world.
这世界的王就是要在我们里面来高举我们的自己。
And the king of this world, encourages us to exalt ourselves.
到了今天我们看见这个世界实在是已经变了样。
Even until today, we see this world is very different.
只要你喜欢
As long as you like it,
你做什么都可以
Then you can go for it, you can do whatever you want.
所以我们看见今天仇敌借着这样的一个心思在那里来拦阻神拯救我们的旨意。
And we see that the enemy uses this thought of exalting ourselves to hinder us from being saved.
虽然今天我们已经蒙恩得救了。
Even though we have already been saved.
然而我们的心思、意志和情感仍然深深受着这个世界所影响。
Yet our thoughts, our feelings, our will, it's still influenced by this world.
因此神在我们身上还要继续做拯救的工作。
And therefore the Lord is continuing to save us.
叫我们能够不断的更新而变化。
So that we can be renewed daily, that we can be changed daily.
想要在我们身上来以基督的生命来代替我们这个天然败坏己的生命。
So that as he works, the life of Christ can replace this fallen nature that we have.
就是叫基督的思想、意志和情感渐渐成为我们的意志、思想和情感。
That the thought of Christ and the emotions of Christ and the will of Christ can become ours.
这就是圣经中给我们看见成圣的意思。
So we see this is what the Bible means by sanctification.
而成圣的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of this sanctification?
我们知道神已经救了我们。
We know the Lord has already saved us.
每个主日当我们围绕在主的饼杯面前纪念主的时候，
Every Sunday as we come before the table and remember him,
我们实在知道神已经救了我们。
We truly know that He has already saved us.
因为他儿子已经为我们流血舍命，将我们买赎。
His son has already shed his precious blood and redeemed us.
那神既然已经救了我们，
and since He has already ransomed us,
他今天为什么还要大费周章的在我们身上来继续的来拯救呢？
Why is He still undergoing this great construction work to work in us?
我们先前已经说到。的目的还是叫我们将来能够与主基督耶稣一同作王掌权。
Earlier we have mentioned it so that in the future we will be fit to become kings and to rule and reign with Christ.
同时借着这个成圣的过程，
and also through this process of sanctification,
借着基督的生命越多成形在我们的身上，
as the life of Christ become more and more fully accomplished in us,
就从我们身上能够彰显出主耶稣基督。荣美的见证。
And there will be a beautiful testimony of Christ that can be revealed through us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
But dear brothers and sisters,
我们对于将来国度的认识和态度，
Our attitude and our knowledge of the kingdom that is to come,
也就是说我们对于将来与主一同作王掌权的那个盼望，
Which is to say our longing and our desire to be kings, to rule and reign with Christ,
深深地影响了我们今天在地上是如何过我们的生活。
It will greatly influence how we live our life today.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们不在意国度，
If we don't care about the kingdom that is to come,
如果我们觉得与主一同作王掌权也没什么了不起，
If we don't think so great a deal, if we become kings to rule and reign with Christ,
姐妹，今天我们在世上的生活就与世人没什么两样，
then we will not live a life that's very different from the rest of the world.
如果我们真的看见了荣耀的国度，
But if we truly see that glorious kingdom,
如果因着主的爱激励我们，我们盼望将来能够与他一同作王掌权，
By the love that encourages us,that we truly desire to rule and reign with him.
今天我们在地上，我们就会活出一个与世人完全不同的生活。
And we'll live a life that's completely different from the rest of the world.
换句话说，
In another word,
一个真正为国度而活的基督徒，
A Christian who truly is living for the kingdom,
在他的生活当中一定会显出与世人不同的见证。
And in his life, you will see a different testimony from the rest of the world.
神今天把我们安排在世人中间，
Today the Lord leaves us in this world.
可能是我们的亲人，我们的同事，还有朋友们。
Perhaps we are among our friends, our family, or even co-workers.
从他们的眼中看我们基督徒，
And if they look at us Christians in their eyes,
他们会不会只认为基督徒只是一般主日上教会去的一般人呢？
Is the only difference they see is that we go to church on Sundays?
他们能不能从基督徒身上看见与世人的不同呢？
Do they see any difference in us from the people of the world?
世人能不能从同样是去工作的人中间看见基督徒不同的见证？
If we lose our jobs, can people see any difference between us and the other people that lose their jobs?
世人能不能在那些同样还在工作中的人能够看见基督徒他们工作上的态度和追求是与世人不同的？
Or if we still have our job, do they see us working differently from the rest of the people?
不一定是工作上的成就，
Perhaps it's not from the accomplishment in the job that we have.
而是基督从我们的身上被人看见，被人尊崇，被人信服。
But it is Christ can be seen in us, can be honored and exalted through our lives.
弟兄姐妹，我们的魂何等需要神的拯救。
How we need our soul to be saved by God.
我们的魂何等需要被神来改变。
How we need our soul to be changed by God.
那么这个魂，我们魂的成圣呢，它是怎么发生的呢？
So how does the sanctification happen?
神是如何在我们身上以基督的生命来代替我们天然堕落这个己的生命呢？
How does the Lord replace our own selfish nature with the nature of Christ?
乃是借着相信基督十字架的救恩。
That is through the...through believing the salvation that God has accomplished on the cross.
并且在凡事上顺从圣灵的引导。
And also in all things to submit to the leading of the Spirit.
所以早晨愿意与众姐妹从这两个方面一同来明白这十字架的道路，我们应当如何来跟从主。
So this morning I want to use these two aspects to come to understand the way of the cross.
加拉太书二章二十节告诉我们，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Galatians 2:20 tells us, I have already been crucified with Christ.
弟兄姐妹，当我们相信主耶稣的时候
，And as we believe in Jesus,
圣灵点活我们的信心
，The Holy Spirit has quickened our spirit.
叫我们看见，同时相信那在两千年前钉十字架的主耶稣。
And our faith has come alive to see and to believe.Christ Jesus who was crucified 2,000 years ago.
他所流的宝血能够洗净我一切的罪。
And then we see and believe that the precious blood he shed can cleanse all our sins.
弟兄姐妹，这是信心的果效。
And that is the fruit of our, spirit, our faith.
我们如果头脑想一想，
If you think about it with our head,
主耶稣2000年前在十字架上所流的血，
the blood that Christ have shed 2,000 years ago,
早就已经都干了。
It has already been dry for 2,000 years.
2,000 年以前所流的血，今天怎么能够洗净我的罪呢？
How can that blood shed 2,000 years ago cleanse my sin that happens today?
弟兄姐妹，这是圣灵在我里面开启的时候。
And it's only when the Holy Spirit has revealed that to us.
叫我们看见这是神他所做的工作。
And we see that this is the work of God Himself.
因此我们相信，我们接受主耶稣在十字架上所流出的宝血。
Therefore we believe and we accept.The blood that Christ has shed on the cross.
所以圣灵就带领我们经历了那宝血赦罪的功效。
And through that faith, Holy Spirit leads us to experience the function of the cleansing of the blood.
我不知道你们。
I don't know about you.
但是我永远不会忘记在我信主的那一个晚上。
I will never forget that evening when I accepted the Lord.
主的宝血。是那样子的，将我一切的罪洗得洁白如雪。
And I felt the effect of the precious blood that cleansed all of my sins.
我清清楚楚知道，我所有的罪都已经蒙主的宝血所洗净。
And I clearly believed and felt that all of my sins.
所以那天晚上我回家睡觉。
And when I went home to sleep that night,
睡得特别甘甜。
I remember that sleep was extremely well.
因为在我身上再也没有罪的重担。
Because there was no longer that burden of sin upon me.
隔一天起来
And when I woke up the next morning,
发现万物都更新
I felt everything has renewed.
天特别蓝
The sky was especially blue.
花特别美
And the flowers especially refreshing.
鸟叫的声音像神在歌唱
And all the birds as if they were singing before God.
姐妹，为什么我们能够有那样一个经历呢？
Why do we have such experience?
乃是因着我们相信主宝血的功效。
It is because we came to believe the effect of the blood of Christ.
同样的，在那个信心里面
In the same way,
神告诉我们，他也将我们的旧人与基督一同钉在十字架上。
And in that same faith, the Lord tells us our old self has been crucified with Christ.
姐妹，在我们的头脑是不能够明白的。
And in our mind, we cannot understand.
然而在神，在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
But what is impossible with men is possible with God.
所以保罗在加拉太书二章二十节，他可以这样子宣告，说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Therefore, Paul can proclaim in Galatians 2:20 that I have been crucified with Christ.
这对我们魂的成圣是一件最重要的一个真理。
And this is the most important truth.In terms and on the way to sanctification,
我们灵的得救是借着相信。
the salvation of our spirit is through belief.
当然我们知道这是神的恩典。
And of course we know it's grace, it is the grace of God.
是本乎恩也因着信。
It is through grace and also by faith.
而今天我们魂的成圣。
But the sanctification of our soul,
今天我们魂能够被神来改变。
And that our soul and ourself can be changed by God.
同样也是借着相信。
In the very same way, it is also through faith.
就是相信我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And to believe that I have already been crucified with Christ.
在过去的三年半时间里，在过去的半年多时间里。
In the past half a year.
我有机会接触到一些失去工作的人。
I had some opportunities to come to know a lot of people who have lost their jobs.
其中有些是弟兄姐妹，有些是还没有信主的人。
Some of them are brothers and sisters in Christ. Some are unbelievers.
从他们口中，我听见他们真实的心历路程。
And from their own narrative, I hear their all their heart experiences.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道这被裁的人的那个感受。是非常不容易的。
And we know the feeling of being laid off is very difficult.
如果你有被裁过，或许你会能够体会一点。
If you have been laid off before, perhaps you can empathize a little.
但我们看见，当你在公司里面被裁员之后，你心里面会经过很多的思想和感觉。
After you find out that you're being laid off, there are many things that will go through your mind.
在这些失业的人当中。
And in these people who have lost their jobs,
有的人觉得好像天塌下来了。
Some felt that as if the heavens crumbled.
因为他怎么样都没有想到公司会把他裁掉。
Because they have never imagined that they would have been laid off.
有的在公司已经工作了十多年。
Some have been working for 10 some years.
在公司有许多的成就。
And they have accomplished much.
甚至也被公司表扬过好多次。
And they have been promoted many times.
他觉得怎么样也不会轮到他。被裁员。
And they thought they would never have been laid off.
然而当他被裁的时候。
But when that happened.
他就觉得好像天塌下来。
They thought the sky has fallen.
还有的人感觉到他们的前途一片茫然。
Some others see that their future is full of uncertainty.
因为很可能会有一年或是更久的时间找不到下一个工作。
Because they probably would not have found another job for a year or even longer.
还有的人他感到受伤。觉得被羞辱了。
Some felt very hurt. They felt ashamed.
就觉得自己突然间好像变得没有用了。
As if suddenly they become useless.
从前在公司里面做得很好。
Before they were doing very well in the company.
也得老板同事的称许。
And they have been commended by their boss and their coworkers.
突然间好像老板跟他说我们不需要你了。
And suddenly as if the boss is telling them we no longer need you.
突然间觉得好像自己好像变得没有用处了。
And as if suddenly they become useless.
弟兄姐妹就感到非常的受伤受羞辱。
And they will feel very hurt and very ashamed.
为什么我们会有这一些沮丧忧虑还有受伤的感觉呢？
Why do we have this sadness or depression?
弟兄姐妹就是我们的己。
It is all in this flesh, in the self that we have.
这是我们的旧人。
And this is our old self.
有一位在其他地方聚会的一位姐妹。
There was a sister that meets in another fellowship.
她原本在工作中是相当优秀，表现的也非常杰出。
She told me she was a very good worker in her old company and she has done very well.
当她被裁之后。
And when she was laid off.
她也感到非常的羞辱。
She felt very embarrassed.
她非常难过。
And she was very sad.
他总是觉得没有办法能够从这样一个羞辱感里头能够出来。
And she cannot come out of her shame.
甚至当他在路上或在超市里遇见远远看见了以前的同事。
She told me even if she's on the road or she's in the supermarket when she sees a former coworker.
他都不想跟他们打招呼。
She doesn't want to go say hi to them.
他想办法能够避开他们。
She will try whatever she can to avoid them.
你这样的情形，这样的反应，跟她从前的个性是完全不一样。
And she told me that's very different from her personality, actually.
为什么她要躲着她公司的同事呢？
Why would she want to avoid all her former coworkers?
因为在她内心里一直有一个羞辱的感觉。
Because in her heart she felt embarrassed.
她觉得很羞辱。
She felt ashamed.
姐妹说着说着，眼泪都流下来。
And even as she was describing, she started tearing up.
姐妹，为什么我们会在被公司裁员之后 会有这样一个羞辱的感觉。
Why do we feel embarrassed after we get laid off?
我们会觉得被拒绝的感觉。
We feel that we're rejected.
我们会觉得我们的价值好像失去了我们的价值一样。
We feel that as if we have lost all our values.
姐妹，这就是因着我们的己。
But sisters, it is all in ourselves.
有些时候不要说是别人对我们做了什么事情伤害了我们。
And sometimes it might not even because of some people, other people have hurt us.
可能只是一个眼神。
Perhaps it's only a look on people's face.
可能只是一种的态度。
Perhaps it's only an attitude that we perceived.
或是别人说了一句话。
Or a word that another people said.
就叫我们深深的感到受伤。
That we will be deeply hurt just by that small motion.
我们觉得被羞辱了。
We feel that we have been embarrassed.
有的弟兄姐妹过了十年、二十年，他仍然受那个眼神、那个态度、那一句话的伤害。
Sometimes this hurt can last 10 or 20 years.
弟兄姐妹，那我们的拯救在哪里？
Where is our salvation?
乃是基督十字架的救恩。
But that the cross of Christ can save us.
因为我们知道我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because we know our own flesh, our old self has already been crucified with Christ.
那个会叫我们沮丧、叫我们忧虑、叫我们受伤的旧人，我们的己已经钉在十字架上。
Our self that has full of anxiety, that has full of hurt, has already been crucified with Christ.
所以我们要来相信基督十字架的救恩。
We need to come and believe in the salvation on the cross.
当我们来亲近主，我们来仰望主的时候
，When we draw near to God, when we look up to Him,
圣灵在我们里面叫我们能够相信那个救人，那个会忧虑会惶恐会感到羞辱的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
The Holy Spirit will come to remind us that our old self that's full of anxieties, the old self that's full of depression, that's full of fear, has already been crucified with Christ.
不单只是提醒我们。
Not only he will just remind us.
只有圣灵能够在我们里面带领我们进入这个真理的实际。
But only the Holy Spirit can lead us into that truth.
我们才能够真正的能够从那旧人的捆绑里面得着释放。
Then we'll be set free from the bondage of our old self.
如今我们乃是在基督里成了一个新造的人。
Today we're a new creation in Christ.
今天不再是我在我这个肉身来生活。
It is no longer I who live in the fleshly body.
而是基督在我的肉身来活出来。
But Christ lives in me through my body.
当基督在我里面活出来
，and as he lives through me in the flesh，
你看见我们对于这些环境、这些伤害的反应就完全不一样。
And you see, we'll have a different reaction to the environments and the circumstances around us.
当我们在基督的里面
，when we're in Christ，
我们就看见我们的工作乃是在神的手里。
We see that our jobs, our career is in God's hand.
弟兄姐妹，你相信你的工作是在神的手里吗
？Do you believe that your job is in God's hand？
如果你的工作是在神的手里。
If your job is in His hand,
就没有人能够从把你的工作从神的手中拿给夺去。
Then no one can take your job out of His hand.
那我们还忧虑吗
？Then do we still have anxious thoughts?
我们如果真相信我们的工作是在神的手里
，If we truly believe what we have is in God's hand,
当神允许我们的工作被夺去
，If the Lord allows us our job to be taken away,
我们就相信他必定有美意在我们身上。
Then we have to believe that He has a will towards us that we cannot imagine.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们的安息。
And this is our peace.
基督徒在工作当中不应该有焦虑。
And as Christians, we don't have any more anxieties at work.
因为我们的神，他能够保守我们的工作。
Because our job, our God is able to keep us in our job.
就是有千人仆倒在我们右边。
Even 1,000 falls on our right.
有万人扑倒在我们左边。
And 10,000 falls on our left.
如果神不允许我们的工作被摸着。
Unless the Lord allows it.
就没有人能够拿走我们的工作。
And no one can touch or take away our job.
这是我们基督徒应当有的安息。
And this is the peace as Christians we're privileged to.
今天如果当神把我们工作拿去。
But if the Lord allows our job to be taken away.
我们知道神他要把更好的来赐给我们。
We know the Lord has prepared even better for us.
这是神量给我们一个特别的环境。
The Lord has measured out a special circumstance for us.
神要在我们身上来 叫我们经历那魂的得救。
And in us, so that we can experience the salvation of our soul.
就叫基督能够更多的充满在我们身上。
So more of Christ can be filled in us.
叫我们旧人能够更多的被主来除去。
And more of ourselves can be taken away by the cross.
因为这个旧人会叫我们忧虑。
Because this old self that causes us to be anxious.
这旧人会叫我们觉得被羞辱。
It is this old self that causes us to be ashamed.
弟兄姐妹，当我们觉得，当我们在工作中被我们被裁、失去工作感到羞辱的时候
，But if we feel embarrassed because we're laid off，
我们觉得好像被藐视
，We feel that we're being slighted。
我们应当要来思想我们的主
，And we need to come and remember our God。
我们要来仰望那钉十字架的耶稣
，To look up to Christ who was crucified on the cross。
因为我们的主他曾经降卑为人
，Because he first humbled himself as man。
他生在马槽里
，He came to be born in a manger。
当主在世上的日子
，When he was living on this earth，
他被他所爱的人逼迫
，He was persecuted by those whom he loved。
他被他所爱的人弃绝
，He was rejected by those whom he loved。
他周围的人藐视他
，And everyone slighted him，
羞辱他
，And put shame on him，
把他钉在十字架上
，And he was crucified on the cross。
主在世上的日子
，And the days he lived on the earth，
他的价值并不在乎别人怎么看他
，His value was not in how people looked at him。
他的喜悦也不在乎他工作有没有成就。
His joy was not in the accomplishment of his work.
弟兄姐妹，今天为什么我们在世上生活常常感到受伤呢
？Why do we always feel being hurt on this earth？
那是因为我们让世界来决定我们的价值。
It is because we allow the world to set our values.
所以当我们失去工作的时候，我们觉得自己没有用。
When we lose our job, we feel that we become useless.
弟兄姐妹，我们的价值不应当是由世界来决定的。
But our value should not have been set by the world.
我们主在地上的一生
，for the whole life of the Lord in this on this earth，
他的价值不在乎世人怎么看他。
His value was not in the perspective for the attitude of the people of the world.
他的价值乃是在乎父神怎么看他。
But his value was in how his father looked at him.
在主的心里面只有一件事
In the heart of our God, there is only one thing.
就是天上的父是不是满意
That is my Father pleased in heaven?
天上的父是不是喜悦
Is my Father satisfied by me?
天上的父是不是称许
Is the Father in heaven approves?
弟兄姐妹，这是主在世上生活的秘诀
And this is his secret as he lived on the earth.
我们看见为什么他不会被周围的人来摸着他的感觉。
You see, this is why he was not influenced by the people around him.
他不会让周围的环境来影响他的平安和喜乐。
And he was not influenced, and the environment around him will not take away his peace and his joy.
就是他传福音给许多人。
Even when he shared the gospel with many.
就好像我们在福音聚会当中。
Just as if we come to a gospel meeting.
当我们呼召的时候。
When we do the altar call.
当我们传完福音啊呼召的时候。
After we share the gospel, we call people to the altar.
没有一个人回应举手的。
If nobody raises their hand and responds,
弟兄姐妹，要是你传的福音，你感觉怎么样
？If you are sharing the gospel, then how do you feel?
会不会觉得羞辱
？Do you feel embarrassed?
会不会觉得沮丧
？Do you feel depressed?
会不会觉得哎呀，好没面子
？Do you feel oh I'm losing face because no one's
answering me? 然而我们的主不会。
Yet the Lord does not.
虽然主在地上，他就是为了来传天国的福音。
We see he came to this earth to share the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
即使他传了以后，没有一个人相信。
And he shares to the whole world and nobody believes.
他能够欢乐起来。
And he can still rejoice.
他能够说天上的父啊，你的美意本是如此。
And he will say, My Father in heaven, this is your will.
我们的主他不让世界、不让世人、不让环境来决定他的价值。
Our Lord will not.His value will not be set by the people around him.
他在地上的生活单单为父神而活。
His life on the earth was simply for the Father.
这是为什么他在地上能够过一个简单的生活
？And therefore he can live a very simple life.
他虽然没有房子
，He had no home to live.
没有车子
，He had no car.
他什么都没有
，He had nothing.
当然手机也没有
，Of course he had no cell phone.
可是我们看见他是那样的满足
，Yet we see he is full of satisfaction.
他在地上的生活似乎完全没有缺乏
，He had nothing in need.
为什么
？Why？
因为他的一切就是为了讨父神的喜悦。
Because all that he has was so that the Father can be satisfied.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在失业或在各样不同的百般难处中。
Brothers and sisters, today perhaps we become jobless, or we're in many different other trials.
我们如何能够来经历这魂的救恩呢
？How can we experience the salvation of our soul?
我们如何能够来经历这个魂的成圣
？How can we experience the sanctification of our soul?
基督的生命如何能够在我们身上越过越丰富呢
？How can the life of Christ become more and more abundant in us?
乃是相信。我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So that we can believe we have been crucified with Christ.
我们不再靠自己。
It is no longer we. We do not no longer rely on ourselves.
我们否定我们的自己。
We can deny ourselves.
我们承认我们自己不行。
We can admit that we cannot do it.
然后我们来全心的来投靠我们的主。
But that we fully trust in our Lord.
让基督在我们里面来活。
So that Christ can live in me.
当基督在我们里面活的时候
When Christ can be lived out through us,
就没有任何的人事物没有任何的环境能够来摸着我们
Then no other man or things or the things of the world can touch us
弟兄姐妹这是基督徒得胜的生活
And this is a victorious life as a
Christian 就是基督从我们里面活出来
That is when Christ is lived out of us
第二方面
Secondly
我们要在凡事上来顺从圣灵的引导
In all things, we need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
主在地上的时候呼召门徒说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从我
The Lord calls out to his disciples on the earth saying if anyone wants to follow me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
主在世的日子门徒他们可以在肉身上来跟从主耶稣
And when he was on the earth, his disciples could follow him in the flesh.
今天主已经升到高天坐在至高者的右边
But now he's ascended in heaven seated at the right hand of the Most High
那我们如何能够天天我们如何能够舍己天天背起十字架来跟从主
Then how do we today take up our cross and deny ourselves and follow him
就是顺从住在我们里面这位圣灵的带领
That is to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us
所以在成圣的过程当中的第一个学习
So in this process of being sanctified, our first learning
主说要舍己
is to deny ourselves
就是否定自己
which is to deny ourselves
承认我们自己不行
that is to admit that we cannot do it
就是承认靠着我们自己是不可能活出基督
which is to admit that through us, by ourselves, we cannot live out Christ
弟兄姐妹这是我们在成圣过程中最大的一个难处
And this is the most difficult part of us being sanctified
就是我们要靠自己来活出基督
Is that we always want to live by ourselves by our own strength to live out Christ
弟兄姐妹这是不可能的
And it is impossible
因为魂的成圣乃是圣灵的工作
Because the sanctification of our soul is the work of the Spirit
只有圣灵能够借着十字架在我们身上来工作叫基督能够从我们身上活出来
Only the Holy Spirit can work through the cross in our lifeto allow the life of Christ to be lived out through us.
使徒保罗在写信给加拉太教会的时候，他非常激动地说
，When Apostle Paul wrote the letter to the church in Galatia,
他说无知的加拉太人啊
，And he was very excited as he proclaims, "You foolish people of Galatia."
耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前。
The Christ being crucified has already been made alive before your eyes.
他说谁又迷惑你们呢
？Who has confused you?
因为加拉太人想要靠着自己来活出基督。
Because the people, the church in Galatian, wants to live out Christ by themselves.
所以保罗非常激动地写这个书信给他们。
Because that's why Paul was very stirred up as he wrote this letter.
他提醒他们谁迷惑了你们呢
？He says who has confused you?
你们怎么会有这样的想法和念头呢
？How does this thought come into you?
你们怎么会想靠着自己的肉体来活出基督呢？
How could you even imagine to live out Christ by yourself?
保罗接着说，你们既靠圣灵入门
，He says you have been brought in by the Holy Spirit.
如今还靠肉身来成全吗
？Do you seek to be justified by yourself?
保罗说，你们是这样的无知吗
？And are you so ignorant?
弟兄姐妹，我们是这样无知吗
？Are we so ignorant?
难道我们还想靠我们自己的肉体来成圣吗
？Do we hope to be sanctified by our own flesh?
因为我们都不要做无知的人。
Let us not be ignorant.
好叫我们能够舍己
So that we can deny ourselves.
我们不靠自己
That is no longer us.
我们来靠着主
But it is by God.
我们来顺从圣灵
That we can follow the Spirit.
圣灵要借着十字架来将基督的生命充满在我们的 魂生命里头。
And by the work of the cross, the Holy Spirit will fill our life with the life of Christ.
叫我们能够与基督以基督的心思为心思。
So that the mind of Christ can be ours.
他怎么想，我们就怎么想。
The way he thinks will be the way we think.
我们也能够以基督的喜好为喜好。
That we will, that his like his preference will become our preference.
主喜欢什么，我们跟他喜欢的是一样的。
If he delights in something, that we will also have delight in it.
我们也能够像我们的主在客西马尼园的祷告一样。
That we will have the same prayer as he did in the Garden of Gethsemane.
不要照我的意思，只要照天父的意思。
Not my will, but your will be done.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在这个世界生活。
Brothers and sisters, today as we live in this world,
我们知道乃是在一个充满许多试探引诱的一个世界里头。
We know we live in a world full of temptations, full of trials.
然而神已经将他这么大的救恩赐给了你和我。
Yet he has already given us so great a salvation.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要来进入这个救恩。
Brothers and sisters, we need to enter into this salvation.
我们需要来经历这个救恩。
We need to experience this salvation.
我们需要靠这个救恩来胜过这世界一切的试探和引诱。
And by this salvation, we can overcome all the temptations of the world.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们为什么在生活当中仍然受这个世界的吸引呢？
Brothers and sisters, why are we still attracted by this world?
为什么我们一面爱主，我们一面又爱世界呢？
How come on one hand we love the Lord, on the other we love the world?
弟兄姐妹，我不单是对你们说，也是对我自己说。
I'm not only speaking to about you, but I say this for myself.
为什么一面传主的福音，一面我们又传马门的好处呢？
How can I on one hand share the gospel of God, on the other share the benefits of money?
弟兄姐妹，我们需要十字架在我们里面来工作。
Brothers and sisters, we need the cross to do a deeper work in us.
保罗在加拉太书告诉我们
Paul tells us in the book of Galatians,
他说因这十字架
Because of this cross,
就我而论世界已经钉在十字架上
The world is crucified to me.
就世界而论我已经钉在十字架上
To the world, I am crucified.
弟兄姐妹，是基督十字架的救恩能够把我们从这世界里拯救出来。
Brothers and sisters, it is the cross, it's the salvation that's accomplished on the cross can save us from this world.
这个十字架的救恩已经成就了。
And this salvation has already been done.
这个真理已经告诉了我们。
The truth is already said to us.
那我们如何能够来经历，使这个成为我们生活中的实际呢？
Then how can we experience it as a reality in our daily life?
这是圣灵在我们里面的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要带领我们进入这一切的真理。
He wants to lead us into all truth.
弟兄姐妹，主的话告诉我们。
The word of God tells us.
在约翰一书的第二章
In 1 John chapter 2, he tells us.
他说主的恩膏要在凡事上来教训我们。
That the anointing will teach us in all things.
主的恩膏就是圣灵。
The anointing of God is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面，为的就是在凡事上面来引导我们。
The reason the Spirit lives within us is so that in all things he can lead us.
所以弟兄姐妹，在我们生活当中
In our daily lives,
每一件事都应当会有圣灵的引导和 教训。
Everything we do and experience can have the teaching and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在那里享受最终之乐
，when if we are still enjoying the joy in sin,
圣灵在里面不会提醒我们吗
？Will not the Holy Spirit remind you?
当我们在那里贪爱这世界的好处。
If we are lusting after the wealth of the world,
圣灵在我们里面不会禁止我们吗？
Will not the Holy Spirit forbid us?
绝对不是。
It's definitely not so.
不是因为圣灵同意我们犯罪。
The Holy Spirit will not agree with you to sin.
也不是圣灵不管我们去爱这个世界。
The Holy Spirit will not abandon you for you to lust after the world.
因为我们知道圣灵要在凡事上面来教导我们。
Because we know the Spirit wants to teach us in all things.
那为什么我们不能够听从圣灵的引导和教导呢
？So how do we not hear Him? How do we not follow His teaching?
这里面乃是我们常常硬着颈项。
It is because so often we have a stiff neck.
我们心蒙了脂油。
That our heart is covered by fat.
我们耳朵发沉。
and that our ears is drooping.
尽管圣灵在我们里面在那里来提醒我们。
And even though our Holy Spirit is reminding us with
him, 在那里来禁止我们。
Even though he forbids us,
在那里来教导我们。
Even though he teaches us,
然而我们却拒绝听从圣灵的声音。
Yet we refuse to hear him.
同学们，我们常常抗拒圣灵在我们里面的感动和带领。
So often we're rebellious to the leading and the teaching of the Spirit within.
所以我们何等需要十字架的救恩。
So how we need the salvation on the cross.
同学们，我们实在是需要在凡事上面来听从圣灵的带领。
How we need to hear the Spirit and follow His teaching and leading.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。神的救恩已经赐给了我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, the salvation of God has already been given to us.
这是你我所知道的。
And we, you and I, all know this.
这个救恩不仅把我们从地狱火湖里拯救了出来。
This salvation will not only save us and rescue us from the fire in hell.
这个救恩要把我们救到一个地步。
But this salvation will save us to one point.
叫我们将来能够与我们的主一同作王掌权。
And one day we can be kings to rule and reign with Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们怎么能忽略这么大的救恩呢？
How can we neglect so great a salvation?
希伯来书告诉我们，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
The book of Hebrews tells us who can escape if we neglect so great a salvation.
当主回来的时候。
When Christ returns.
我们一同要被带到他的面前。
When we will all be brought up before him.
在主基督的审判台前。
Before the judgment seat of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们能够站立得住吗？
Can we stand?
我们能够在神所赐给我们的救恩的面前，我们能够站住吗？
Can we stand before the salvation that he has given us?
我们能够对主说，主啊，我对得起你的救恩。
Can we come before him to say, I have followed all your salvation?
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是亏缺了神给我们的托付。
Truly,unless we have fallen short of the entrustment he has given us.
早晨愿主的爱再来激励我们。
This morning may he stir us up by his love again.
愿圣灵再来坚固我们的信心。
May the Holy Spirit strengthen our faith again.
叫我们因着相信主必要再来。
That by faith, knowing that he is coming again.
让我们知道主来的时候，他愿意我们能够与他一同作王掌权。
And we know that he desires for us to all rule and reign with him.
叫我们愿意为着主的心意。
For his purpose and his desire.
我们来答应主的呼召。
When we come to answer his call.
我们郑重我们所听见的道。
And to take heed, to pay attention to the word that we hear.
我们宝贵神所赐给我们的救恩。
To treasure this great salvation.
在主回来之前。
Before his return.
我们让主在我们身上来成就他的救恩。
We will allow him to fulfill his salvation in us.
好叫我们能够与我们的主一同在荣耀里面。
So that one day we can meet him in glory.
这是神的心意。
And that is the purpose and the will of God.
主要带许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
He desires to lead many sons into glory.
弟兄姐妹，这是十字架的道路。
And that is the way of the cross.
你愿否走这个？
Are you willing for this?
因为我们在一同唱刚刚这首诗歌，作为今天聚会的结束。
Let us close by singing that hymn one more time.